top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens. Local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Good evening. This is the Prime Evening News for today, Thursday, September 29th, 2022. In the headlines, Dominican-born author, retired Procter & Gamble executive, Kennedy Germain touts a newly released book, How to Demonstrate Effective Leadership, 24 Real-Life Examples of Grace in Action. Education Minister Favell Williams says Jamaica's teachers' migration to fill vacancies overseas has slowed. Anxiety among schools has diminished, and there are fewer ads for posts to be filled locally. And UK Prime Minister Liz Truss has defended her economic plan that roiled financial markets, stating that she was willing to take decisive action to reignite and would not reverse course despite the turmoil. The news is brought to you, compliments Discover Dominica Authority. The details of these coming up next.
October 20th to 30th, 2022. Dominica invites you to celebrate the World Crayon Music Festival. Three nights of pulsating rhythms on one stage. For more information, visit www.dominicafestivals.com. Like and follow us on Facebook at Dominica Festivals or Instagram at dominica.festival. Dominica's World Crayon Music Festival, celebrating 22 years in 2022. October 28th to 30th.
The global pandemic has worsened the migration of executives who are our leadership mentors from the workforce. This has created a coaching gap for promising leaders. Dominican-born author, retired Procter & Gamble executive Kennedy Germain, new released book, How to Demonstrate Effective Leadership, 24 Real-Life Examples of Grace in Action, bridges that gap. This book, which is believed to be different from other books on leadership, offers real-life examples of how anyone can lead in challenging circumstances, how to demonstrate effective leadership, role models how to successfully apply 24 different leadership skills when faced with challenging situations from the boardroom to the classroom, whether you are tenured or an upcoming leader. It provides readers with a powerful demonstration of how faith is competitive advantage, an easy narrative reading versus being another dry, boring, theory-driven book, a holistic three-dimensional approach to leadership, and an appendix full of resources for personal reflection and reference. And according to Cecilia St. Hilaire, CEO of the Riasta Foundation, many of the Dominicans providing patient home care have likely received geriatrics-related training. Although successful, this level of training differs greatly from treatment given to stroke patients. She says stroke recovery is difficult for everyone involved, especially the caregiver. She asserts that they have created a curriculum and level-based training to provide information on effective stroke care to people providing frontline care and those working in the home. Still in other news, the general public plays an important role in the surface of the safe use of pesticides because a collaborative effort goes a long way in ensuring health and the safety of everyone. Public officer in the Ministry of Agriculture, Jason Bruno, stated that the Division of Agriculture places much effort in ensuring that they play their role in public health by the use of the best practices and international standards. One of the ways they do so is by providing as much information and resources to ensure that persons are more conscious. Bruno says collaboration among ourselves will prove to be a better way to forward and ensure we all are that much healthier.
To inform the general public that they too can play a very important role in the safe use of pesticides. We do our part at the Division of Agriculture, but the bare pointing out of certain things, looking out for certain things, especially the people who live in the farming communities, the wives of the farmers, the daughters, the sons of the farmers. You too can play a very important role in reminding them about the proper measurements of the chemicals, the proper protective clothing that they need to wear, because if they are the breadwinner and they are no longer able to produce and sell to provide for the family, that too can become a social problem for them at their homes.
Public officer in the Ministry of Agriculture, Jason Bruno. JCI Dominica and JCI Antigua, in collaboration with Women's Health Plus, dedicated a Zoom session to raise awareness of PCOS locally and regionally, providing educational and support services to help people understand what the disorder is and how it can be treated. Polycystic ovarian syndrome, or PCOS, is a hormonal disorder that happens during the reproductive years in women. It is many small sacs of fluid which develop along the outer edge of the ovary called cysts. These fluid-filled cysts contain immature eggs called follicles, which fail to regularly release eggs. Women's Health Plus founder and holistic health advocate Trudy Christian asserts that one of the goals of her organization is to encourage those who have been diagnosed with PCOS so that they can overcome the condition and lessen the severity of the health issues it is associated with. Ms. Christian underlines the importance of raising awareness of PCOS, since it enables individuals to recognize that signs and symptoms like irregular periods and pelvic pain should not be disregarded and should be checked out. According to Dr. Natasha Maxime Esprit, it is the most relevant endocrine disorder in women of reproductive age. She goes on to say that while there is no known treatment for PCOS, there are treatments that can lessen the discomfort and difficulty caused by particular symptoms. The odds of receiving an early diagnosis are increased the more people are aware of PCOS.
As we know, knowledge is power. The more we can build awareness, we could have early diagnosis, prevention, and avoid the complications of PCOS, which is very common, much more common than we think, and I can attest to that when we do clinical rotations. And one of the misconceptions about PCOS, a lot of people think that it's the cysts on your ovaries which cause the hormonal disorder, and it's quite the opposite. It's the hormonal disorder which causes one of the criteria for the diagnosis of PCOS, which are the cysts on the ovary. So that's one of the first myths that I want to debunk today. So therefore, we could have some patients or individuals who are diagnosed with PCOS who do not have cysts on their ovaries.
Dr. Natasha Maxime Esprit. Businesses ought not to use sky-high inflation rates as an opportunity to raise prices, says ECCB Governor Timothy N.J. Antwine. Price gouging occurs when a seller increases the prices of goods and services or commodities to a level much higher than is considered reasonable or fair. Usually, this event occurs after a demand or supply shock. Common examples include price increases of basic necessities after natural disasters. Governor Antwine makes that appeal that this is a moment for patriotism and shared sacrifice.
Now is the time for social partners, governments, labor unions, business, civil society, including our youth and our churches, to engage in meaningful dialogue about shared sacrifices to weather the current inflation storm. At this time, unilateral demands by partners, be they businesses or labor unions, are unhelpful and will simply make a bad situation worse. For example, the price of fuel at the pump in the ECCU ranges from $15 to $20 per gallon, with varying government subsidies to help manage the current price. In other words, it would be even higher were it not for these government interventions. As government take additional steps within their limited means to cushion the effect of inflation on our vulnerable households and businesses, now is also not the time for price gouging by unscrupulous operators.
ECCB Governor Timothy N.J. Antwine. According to Governance Minister Greta Roberts, the Adult Education Division will continue to provide chances for people to pursue viable professional routes by providing classes that meet their unique needs and requirements. She continued by saying that these programs are proof that in order to build a resilient Dominica, we must first encourage resilience among those who live there. She spoke at the Adult Education Division graduation ceremony last evening.
We will continue to offer opportunities to enable individuals to achieve viable career paths by providing classes which cater to their individual needs and requirements. We promise to continue to work with all our people to provide quality and inclusive education for sustainability and resilience. It is evident that to build a resilient Dominica, we must begin by building resiliency among our people, by equipping them with the tools needed to develop both self and country. Let me take this opportunity to congratulate each and every one of you for completing this year's summer program, which ran from July to August in all the 7 districts.
Roberts listed a few of the 8-week courses offered by the Adult Education Division and added that 364 graduates will get certificates.
Throughout these 8 weeks, courses were offered in plumbing, cake decorating, electrical wiring, basic sewing, acrylic nail application, pastry making, pallet furniture making, floral arrangement, weave installation, guitar playing, massage therapy, tiling, and makeup application. Today, 364 of you will receive certificates of completion for your participation in these programs. This is a very commendable and noteworthy achievement for which you deserve a round of applause. You must also find satisfaction in knowing that the success of these programs was dependent on your participation and perseverance, a contributing factor that should not be minimized.
Greta Roberts, Minister of Governance. International World Teachers Day will be celebrated on Wednesday, 5th October, and President of the Dominica Association of Teachers, Mervyn Alexander, is asking everyone to show appreciation to all teachers with prayers and blessings at the various churches and in schools by students and parents. A number of activities have been planned, as he says it will be observed in a big way.
On Wednesday, October 5th, which is the actual day, International World Teachers Day, we are expecting to have a radio address by His Excellency, the President of the Commonwealth of Dominica. On Thursday, October 6th, will be Teacher Appreciation Day. On this day, we ask parents, students, and well-wishers to show some form of appreciation to our teachers for the remarkable job they are doing in nurturing lives and nation building. On Friday, the culminating activity and highlight of the celebration is the Grand Teachers Rally. It is our firm belief that in all things we ought to give thanks to God and pray for the strength to continue performing our duties to the best of our ability. All teachers are expected to gather at the St. Joseph Roman Catholic Church for a church service and a recognition ceremony. Our retired teachers for the period under review will be recognized by the Dominica Association of Teachers for the valuable contribution which they have made to education and nation building.
Dominica Association of Teachers President Mervyn Alexander. The DFA President's Cup Championship continued on Wednesday, and Tranquility Beach Middleham United defeated Calabashi Diaspora 3-1 at Benjamin's Park in Portsmouth. Malachi Bonney found the back of the net twice for Middleham, and Ryan Matthew got one. Kyle Lawrence converted for Calabashi. The other match between Wootie Blazers and Island Gems Jimmit Ballers ended prematurely at the Stock Farm Complex. That match was blown off in the 73rd minute after a fight broke out between players on both teams. The DFA is awaiting the referee's report. In other news, Jamaica's Education Minister Favel Williams says the migration of Jamaican teachers to fill vacancies overseas has slowed. She was speaking at Wednesday's post-cabinet media briefing. Mrs. Weir, she said, there are fewer advertisements for posts to be filled locally and the level of anxiety among schools has diminished. She suggested that the ministry's locum tenens policy has helped in that regard, since teachers on long leave can now return to the classroom and be paid to teach for that period in addition to being paid for their leave. Mrs. Williams said her ministry will be conducting a census in schools in October to get a clearer picture of the level of teacher migration. Leading up to the new school year, there had been concerns about the negative effects of teacher migration on the education system.
We have not seen the same level of anxiety that we saw before school began. Obviously, teacher migration is a global phenomenon. There are significant shifts, workplace shifts, underway across the world in a lot of countries. We gave strategies for teacher recruitment, including the concept of locum tenens, in which teachers on leave, on their long leave, can return to teach and be paid for teaching as well as for their leave. We will know exactly where we are when we do the census taking in October in our schools. In the meantime, as a data point, we're seeing fewer advertisements and we're not hearing that there are large number of positions to be filled.
And Liz Truss, UK Prime Minister, has defended her economic plan that has roiled financial markets, stating she was willing to take a decisive action to reignite growth and would not reverse course despite the turmoil. The UK Chancellor, Kwasi Kwarteng, sparked turmoil in the markets last week when he delivered a plan to cut taxes without detailing the impact on the public finances or how the government would reform the economy to spur growth. The pound tanked and British government bond yields soared, forcing the Bank of England to revive its bond buying program in an emergency move Wednesday to shore up pension funds.
People on their energy bills. And it was absolutely right that we gave that support, because without that support, people would be facing high fuel bills this winter. I was worried about people struggling to heat their homes. But also we would have seen businesses like pubs go out of business. So it was the right decision to take, and we need to continue to make sure we deliver the economic growth, that we deliver the jobs and opportunities, and that is the long-term future that we have set out. It's absolutely right that we always need to get value for taxpayers' money. You know, every pound that we take from somebody is a pound they could be spending future on their, you know, what they need to support themselves. So it's right that we get value for money, and I'm always making sure that we deliver that.
Where from? How are you going to do it?
Well, there are always ways that we can organise things more efficiently, but what I want to make sure is taxpayer money is focused on frontline services, on getting our GP appointments, making sure people can get to see a doctor, making sure we deliver on our road projects, all of those things that people rely on us for. But there are plenty of areas where the government can become more efficient.
Can you give me an example?
Well, not at the moment. We're continually reviewing to make sure we're getting good value for money, and I think that's what taxpayers expect.
That was the Prime Evening News, but first a recap of the headlines. Dominican-born author, retired Procter & Gamble executive Kennedy Jermaine touts a newly released book, How to Demonstrate Effective Leadership, 24 Real-Life Examples of Grace in Action. And Education Minister Favel Williams says Jamaican teachers' migration to fill vacancies overseas has slowed, anxiety among school has diminished, and there are fewer ads for posts to be filled locally. And UK Prime Minister Liz Truss has defended her economic plan that roiled financial markets, stating that she was willing to take decisive action to reignite and would not reverse course despite the turmoil. The news was brought to you compliments Discover Dominica Authority, and I have been your presenter, Jade George.
Top of the hour news, as it happens, when it happens.